off and rolling. So, all right. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. This is the October 7th, 2024 meeting of the WEFW Finance Committee. I am Kamau Harris, Chair of the Committee, Treasurer for the Board, and we'll go ahead and take our roll call. Roll call committee members. Is Lou Wolf? Is Lou Wolf here? Let's see, Lou. Sabu? Sabu Hakim?
Here.
I think he's here. Tony Leon. Didn't see Tony yet. Julie Hewitt. Dennis Williams is absent this evening. He's on travel. He sent me a note. Kathleen Malloy. Don't see her. And Minerva Sanders. All right. That's our roll call. Our agenda tonight is as follows. Number one is convene the meeting. Number two is roll call. Number three is approve agenda. Number four is September financial activity and a report from our interim general manager, Miyuki Williams, 30 minutes. A review of the draft budget for fiscal year 2025, that's 60 minutes. Number six is questions for 10 minutes, and then we hope to adjourn at about 9 p.m. Any adds or subtracts to the agenda as read? Any amendments?
I'd like to clarify that the rule we made about 2 months ago, two or three, 4 months ago, about any member who was absent more than three times just would be dismissed from the committee. Is that still in play?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Well, I think we got
absolutely
one. I think we got one. So anyway. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone who's got it, I wasn't able to get in touch with Eileen this evening. I did send her a note only today, so maybe that she was already busy. So yeah, she'll come up with that. She's been keeping records, and we'll have that number for anybody. Okay. Well, we'll have notifications go out for anybody who's missed three consecutive meetings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But any amendments to the agenda as read? All right. Hearing none, I'll go ahead and set the table for our interim general manager's information from September activity, and then Miyuki, you can come in and give us a little bit more granular details if you have it. Right now, currently in the operating account for the station, there is $56,448 as of today. That's 10/7/2024. The ending balance in the operating account as of the previous month, which is September 9/30/24, is $49,321. During the month of September, the station had $57,795 in deposits and $131,795 in checks and other withdrawals. The net activity for the month, when you add those two together, is a reduction of $74,000. We had more expenses in the month than we did deposits. A short breakdown of those activities. Contributions received. So this is going to be listener support. $57,042. There was some money from the LSB. The local station board did a fundraiser. That brought in $752.50. Those are your deposits during the month. Some of the larger expenses that happened during the month, there was $24,748 in TEPCO electricity at the tower. We had 67,340 in payroll for the month of September. We had $16,884 in office rent. Another $6,232 in tower rent. Phone expenses, both to Verizon, and as you all know, there's another company that handles a lot of the phone expenses called Arc Telecom. The two of those together, $4,401. We had a payment on BMI, which is the music licensing, for $2,000. We had some compensation for engineers at $3,000. And again, the total outlay in the month expenses was $131,795. I'll pause there if there's any questions, and then Miyuki, you can give us a little bit more detail and then also answer any questions from the committee. I'll take a stack. This one.
I have my hand up. Can you see it?
No, it's not up, but go ahead, sir. You got it. We're a small group tonight.
Going back to the budget layout that you just gave, you know, what was paid and what wasn't. You said something about a fundraiser in the beginning. What was that? You didn't mention what kind of was it. Because I'm looking for the 5K report that's about a month old now, and I'm trying to find out, you know, what the status is with that.
I'll answer what the statement I was giving. So the fundraiser from the LSB was a very specific one as it relates to a motion that was passed a few months ago that the board would attempt to raise funds independent of the station on its own to obviously raise funds for operations. That fundraiser, which was identified as a popcorn fundraiser, where you go to a company called Double Good. Double Good then allows you to set up, each user is allowed to set up what they call a Double Good store, and that fundraiser brought in $752. That's the number I was giving you.
Gotcha.
Okay. On the 5K run walk, I'll let your hand is up, so go ahead if you want to give Sabu a little details on that one.
Thank you. I can see your hand now, Sabu. Your hand's up now. The 5K walk didn't, first the Blues Festival did not did not make any money. I don't think we lost any money. And the same with the 5K walk. Excuse me, let me finish. I apologize. Sataria has COVID, is not here today. I should have gotten a report from her, but she was not even able to attend a Zoom meeting this morning, so I wasn't able to get anything more from her. But definitely the Blues Festival, we didn't lose, but we didn't make any money. I could be wrong about the 5K walk, but the last I saw, it didn't cost us anything, but I don't know how much money we made. And that, again, I have to go back to Sataria on that, and I don't have any more details other than what I just said.
You have not received a report since the money turned in? Because we had some big checks in there.
I believe you, Sabu. I'm just saying I'm not aware, and Sataria would be, who did you turn the money into?
We bought it in. We bought the banner back and the money. Marty bought it back, turned it in and left it there. And in there we had, checks and cash. One of the checks was for $1,000. So I know we made money. Okay.
I believe you said, Boo. I'm just not aware yet. The last I heard, the last conversation I had, which was right after the event, was that there wasn't, but that was probably prior to you dropping off the checks and everything. So, the next meeting again is a month away. Meanwhile, if Satari gets better and I can get some details, I'll just mail it to him so he can pass it out to the committee.
Okay. So as of today, we have no idea where those funds are.
I don't, but Satari may. And again, Satari is under the weather and unable to communicate. I'm unaware of that. The money comes into her. But that doesn't mean it didn't get there. It just means I don't know about it.
Okay, so that was almost quite a month ago. Because Tari has been sick for the whole month?
No, she has not, Sabu, but I have not seen any report specific to that event. I've been depositing checks on a weekly basis, so within the scope of some of those checks, maybe that was included. I just don't know.
He was never given a report.
I got a suggestion. I think that might help. So I think what may be a little bit of a disconnect, is the reporting function for this fundraiser the responsibility of management? Is that what we're saying? I'm asking either you, Miyuki, or Sabu, who is supposed to be responsible to track whatever happens during this event. Is that a management function, or is that the folks who are hosting the event?
It's usually the people who host the event who submit the information to the staff. And what I'm just saying is, Sabu said that he and Marty submitted it. I'm just saying I have not seen that report that they submitted to Satari. It has not been passed on to me.
Okay.
All right, so we're just a little behind on getting everything up to snuff in the month. So I believe the 5K was in September, and so we're about a month ago. I don't know if it's the first week or not, but
no, it's not quite.
We'll look to get that sooner rather than later. Make sure that everything ticks and ties. Was there?
We get it Wednesday.
Say it again.
Can we get it by Wednesday?
I don't know, Sabu. I don't know because Satari was sick, not well enough to attend a Zoom today. So she's been very sick. She's got COVID since Friday. Don't do well. And again, the staff is very limited. She's the only person who I would know who had that information. I'll try to get it for tomorrow. But again, right now I can't even communicate with her.
Okay. I will tell you if you talk to her, tell her be well.
I will.
All right. Any other questions? Oh, no. Miyuki, did you want to add any commentary around the positives or negatives in the month of September on finances, or are you okay with that?
We're in a stronger position than we were 6 months ago. In that you already shared, we have $56,000 in our Truist account. We have $38,000 in our Bank of America account. That includes this week's payroll, so that's going to go down fast again. But we have a buffer. I mean, obviously the money that we're still using is relocation money, but we're not down to zero. When I walked in, we were at negative $17,000, so we are ahead in terms of that. I just received a Pepco bill yesterday, and it was less than $4,000, which is huge for us. And that has to do with just the low power strategy that we've been doing. We are paid up to almost everybody, unless some other surprise comes in. But we, with most of the contracts, all the union people that we owe, whatever we owe outstanding to personnel is being taken care of in the next 5 months, and that'll be completed. And we're caught up except for this month's Pepco bill. We're not behind. Whenever we pay, whatever we owe, we'll be right on time. Same with the transmitter. And the only one we're stalling a little bit with is Verizon, but that's because I have to sit with Mo and we have to talk to the three different Verizon companies and have them give us clarity on exactly what it is we're paying for. That's just going to take a little bit of time, but we've been working on it. Received about a $4,000 credit a couple weeks ago. So even though right now they say we owe $8,000, it's actually only $5,000 and hopefully won't even be that much after we speak to them to get clarity on what it is we're paying for.
Okay. Any questions for Miyuki?
Go ahead, sir. Tablets. Can we still hustle and get in the donation? Can you still use a donation of tablet for the tablet for the swipe?
I'm sorry, Sabu.
Can you still need a donation of a tablet for the swipe machine for the credit cards? You said we're going to use a tablet instead of other people's phones.
Right. Instead of using people's phones. I have one, Sabu. I could not find it in time to get it for the last two events, but I have one I was going to donate to the station. I just have to find it.
Okay.
We have one.
But we could use two though, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sabu.
All right. I'm going to share my screen so hopefully those who are on will be able to see it. We're going to get into this is going to be a draft of the FY25 budget. This committee is required to review the budget and then pass a budget. And then, of course, the LSB as a full body then reviews and votes on whether to pass or not pass the particular budget. So if you all can see the screen, this is in a very similar format. And what we had last year and what you have going across the top so that everybody can see it. This column represents what we call the general ledger categories or the financial statement categories. You have revenue at the top, expenses then going down here. Across the top here are different fiscal year actual activities. So we go back to 24 anyway. This is the activity that's happened at the station during those years. As you know, we start October 1 every year is a new fiscal year for the station ending September 30. What you have in the middle that's highlighted, this is the proposed amount for fiscal 25. We are now in fiscal 25. We are 7 days in. So this now becomes a kind of a target for where we need to go in this fiscal year, provided that we approve it here. This was prepared on a Sunday afternoon or late evening. Myself, Miyuki, and Stephanie Wells, the executive director, got together and went through this about a 3 or 3.5 hour session of going through the numbers. Just as a caveat, so that everybody's aware of my position, and Miyuki and Stephanie are aware of this as well. Historically, in my experience in budgeting, one of the most important aspects of budgeting is to understand the actual activity that's taken place prior so that you can confidently predict the activity going forward. Is the history the only thing we use? No. You know, we have other means of producing a budget, of course. Setting goals is one of the primary things in budgeting, and also, you know, making sure we understand kind of the expectations around the environment, the current market in terms of listenership, salaries and wages have an important component. We do have a union, So there's a lot of different aspects of the activity of the station that go into budgeting. In my opinion, this is a very, very rough budget. It's very, very high level. We did not get very granular in the activity. All right. So we kind of, you know, took the numbers as they're presented here and, you know, made some general assumptions. You'll see those in the section here that I've highlighted called comments. And I'll go through it here now and then take a stack if there's any questions. So at the top, we have listener support. Listener support budgeted at $1.1 million for this year. You see the history here of the station. In 22, $1.3 million. In 23, $1.3 million. And there's a projected number in this year of about $1.4, almost $1.5 million. The reason why this is dropped is because you'll see some of that is spread throughout the other areas. The $1.1 million, part of the listener support, we broke out this sustainers. The expectation is that we'll be able to track the sustainers going forward in the fiscal year. So you'll get both the listener support number, which is typically the one-time givers, folks who are typically under $1,000 for the year. That's all in this $1.1 million. And then the sustainers who may give as little as $10 a month, you know, up to the $100 a month, which would get someone to $1,200, then they would kind of flip into a major donor. But this would represent that number down here. So $180,000 plus the $1.1 million. And then there's a breakdown between some of these other categories as well. As you can see, we didn't classify major donors. The expectation is that there'll be 25,000 in major donors, another 12,000 in car donations. This, again, typically would just kind of get lumped in here. We weren't really breaking that out. Community events and some of the events represent usually a 5K walk, something called Friends of the Congo. There's a potential of a Amy Goodman post-election night ball that we think might bring in that the station believes might bring in some money as well. So all those things kind of go into predicting this $30,000 for the year. Some grant income. There will be some people working on grants as well. And then, of course, this category here called underwriting. All of that gets us to about $1.3, almost $1.4 million, which is pretty much in line with the history of the station. So let me stop this because I can't see anybody. I'll pause right there. Are there any questions about the revenue? Any questions there? Sabu, go ahead.
Yeah. So I passed it on to the chair about the to submit a budget for the outreach committee. And I was wondering, did you receive that?
Yep, we did.
So is that in?
I did not have it at the time we were preparing this, but I will fold it in.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
So that will be included in the budget for next year, fiscal year. So it was a done deal?
Well, when you say a done deal, so the budgets are kind of a guideline on whether or not you can achieve those things. You know, it makes a difference, but it'll be in the number, and then it'll be up to management working with the various committees to make sure that they have the cash flow and bandwidth to actually, you know, actually assist in that manner. So, but yes, it'll be in the numbers. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Outreach committee. Got it. Any other questions on the revenue before we get into expenses? All right. Let me share again. Okay. So the expenses,
And the way the station and really the entire network at Pacifica, the way everything breaks down on these financial statements, you have the categories under expenses called salaries and related expenses. So it's the salaries plus the other taxes and healthcare and benefits that go with that. There's board expenses. There's administrative expenses, which essentially are, you know, your more common fixed costs, things that are, you know, kind of have to be paid, regardless of whether or not your listenership is up or down. There's programming expenses that's related to kind of being on air, making sure things are sounding right, both on public affairs and on the music side. So a lot of that programming activity is in that category. And then, of course, here's your development costs. And this is the cost related to raising funds, bringing money into the station, making sure that, you know, we stay on top of our listenership, gaining and adding those listeners throughout the year. So we'll start at the top. So salaries for the year are predicted to be, or budgeted to be $680,000, $680,000, $800,000. So that's inclusive of about six full-time plus four part-time staff. With that are the related salary costs, FICA, Social Security costs. There's a matching 403B pension contribution, and then of course the health benefits for the staff. So all of that adds up here to the $680,800. As you move down, this is just board expenses, and this is the expense for holding the elections. The national office is anticipating actually covering this money, but the executive director wanted to make sure that we had that number in the budget. So that's captured there, but it may not actually come to fruition. We may actually have a recognized savings there. But total board expenses for the year should be about $5,000. Administrative costs, we have consultants. As you can see, this was a big number for us in the past. We've whittled that down to about $1,500 in consultants. We believe we'll be able to handle that number in the next fiscal year, come in a lot lower. Some telephone expenses. Again, you heard Miyuki earlier talking about really getting with the vendors and trying to work this number down. So we feel as though it'll come way down from these prior years that we were paying 60 plus thousand. The 45,000 here, we don't think this projected number, we're going to be a lot higher than that, than 10,000 for this year ending September. But this 14,000 is a estimate coming in for next year. Some internet and cable expenses. And again, this was somewhat related to the number above and the telephone number. A lot of the internet is handled by Verizon as well. And as you all know, you can kind of bundle those things. So the station pretty much had that phone and internet together. And so we're trying to break it out here to show a little bit more detail on what the expenses are covering for the station. Some postage costs, not much at all. As you all know, we don't send out right now with the consent decree, we don't send out very much of any thank you gifts. And if we did, that would come under programming and or development. So this is just regular stamps for the office, and there's not much of that anymore. A lot of email activity and online stuff as the world has changed. Interest and bank charges. This is just the cost of doing business with the banks, about $2,500 there, $6,000 on the interest and bank charges. A lot of this, again, is related to I read the wrong thing. Your website charges of $2,500. Interest in bank, $6,000. Let me make this bigger so I can actually see it. $2,500 for a website. Again, these three things are kind of woven in together. And so just trying to get a little bit more of a line of sight about what it is that we're actually paying for. So kind of break that Verizon bill down a little bit further. $6,000, which is the cost of doing business with the banks, that's related to both just like regular checking account fees, and I believe there's some other transactional fees in there as well. Small number for office supplies, again, not much in the office there. Some general repairs should be minimal, not much at all to you know, just fix certain things in the office, office chairs, potentially things like that. This is the rent anticipation for the coming year is $100,000 on the relocation. I think most of us know that we'll have to relocate out of the property at 1990K by the end of the year. And so this will be some of the costs, not to relocate, but just the cost for the upcoming rent. The utilities in the office, we're anticipating having some utilities in the new site as well. And so we put that number back in at $9,000. Any questions on the, I'll stop sharing so I can see y'all. Questions on the administrative costs. Total administrative costs, $141,700. All right. Hearing none, we'll go to our programming. Again, the cost of bringing our programs, both the public affairs and music programming, to air. We have some consultant costs in here potentially. There's not really a big, again, this is a, you know, larger number in the past. We don't, you know, management doesn't see that happening. And so about $1,200 if we do have any consultants on the programming. Some of the supplies, which are related to Zoom, YouTube, and some Adobe costs at $2,500. This is the tower rent over at AMU, about $6K a month, so $72,000 there. You heard Miyuki talk about a little bit lower Pepco costs. So this is the utilities over at that tower at $84,000. So, you know, we've been using some strategies around that, but those costs will probably go back up a little bit as the utilities, as we start to broadcast at the full load. Some more internet and cable activity. This, again, is related to the tower at $18,000. We have some maintenance and potential transmitter repairs. I think Mo anticipates, this is spelled wrong, but that this generator may need to be replaced. So we put that in there at $20,000. Some more telephone lines, radio lines for the transmitter, another $3,000. And then the BMI licensing at $6,800 annually, for total programming expenses of $207,500 for the year. Any questions on programming? All right. One more section. We'll head down to development. So we don't anticipate having any development contractors in the year. So this is zero for us. The cost of processing credit cards. We did a quick kind of assessment on that. It comes out to about 2.1% of the revenue brought in. So that's a calculation there. 31,000 is 2.1% of the revenue that we bring in for the year. So that's where you get that 31,000 from in terms of the cost. So every time someone does a transaction online using a credit card, or I think Subu talked about the Stripe, when you swipe out, all that stuff, all those transactions have a fee associated with them. Another $500 potentially in postage for whatever we have to mail out. 7,500 in supplies, and another 3,000 for community events. This will bump up a little bit as we roll in the outreach committee and potentially the other committees that have submitted budgets as well. And then the cost of answering the phones during the fund drive, that's what this number is down here at $25,000. Again, all this totals $67,000 in development costs for the year. In total, the station plans to spend in its operations for the year $1.1 million. That includes salaries and wages, programming and development expenses as well. We have what's called central services. And for those that don't know, the National Archives is no longer staffed. They're in the process right now, for those who don't know again, of digitizing all of the archives. So it's a massive undertaking. There's a grant that was given by WGBH, I think, out of Boston to assist. They gave some funding to help assist in that program. And there's also some other monies that in time, actually, that's been donated to help to digitize that. But it's a massive undertaking. If you all know, the 40 some odd years of Pacifica and just the cachet of recordings that the archives maintains. And that, because they have let that staff go, we don't have that central service fee down here that we typically would for the archives. Of course, we still have to fund the national office and their staff. And that's going to be $208,000. So total expenses, when you add these two up, is $1.3 million. Right now, again, back up to the revenue, we believe $101.3, almost $1.4 million will come in. That leaves a net of $76,867. So it's a positive bottom line based on, again, a very, very rough kind of estimate on the activities and what we think the station will be able to achieve in this coming fiscal year. So I'll pause right there. If there's any questions on that. All right. Typically, in those in the committee, you've received this document already. So I would ask that everybody look through it and have a chance to review it again on their own and come up with some questions. I am not going to propose that we vote on approving this budget tonight. I feel as though, and it's no offense to our current members, without really a quorum here to do the work, it would be out of line to really try and get a motion to approve this particular budget. So we'll have to table that until we do have the requisite numbers to make it happen. But is there any questions that you all might have for any of the activities or line items or areas that the station maintains? I know maybe some are seeing this for the first time. No question is a dumb question, so feel free to ask anything you like or may be concerned about.
You said that we got copies of that committee?
Yes, so you're on the committee. So this afternoon, in the email I sent, actually it was this evening. I apologize, it was late. You should have had an attachment that had this document in it, and you should have it there.
Okay.
And you want to be able to review that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Easy crowd tonight. Okay. All right. So with that said, then our marching orders here, and as we go forward, as we move into the LSB budget or meeting on Wednesday, is to let them know that we did discuss the budget here.
on that due to quorum, that we will not approve this budget tonight, and that we will have the committee do a full review and potentially have an interim meeting before we get to our next finance committee to go over it again. And then that way we'll be ready to roll with a approved budget for the full LSB to review and approve. Any questions or concerns about that plan going forward? All right, hearing none, I'll take a stack. Again, this kind of open round robin session. If there's any other questions, we'll try and answer them now. If not, we can definitely get back to you on it.
Yeah, you said that yes, you were going to have a quick meeting and semi approve this for the LSB. How did you
so
say?
What we may do is, because it's, we don't want to wait a full month until we meet again. I'm talking about this committee. So we may meet in the interim, get our approval done. So then the LSB at their next meeting in a month will be able to have what we approved in their hands already, and they can kind of quickly go over it and approve it or not, whatever they want to do, for the fiscal year. So it's just us kind of getting a little ahead of the game potentially before next month.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Sounds great. Thank you all for coming out. If that's it, then we'll go ahead and adjourn, and we'll pick things back up on Wednesday. Hopefully everybody will be able to come out to the full LSB meeting on Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all. Have a good evening.
Good long improv.
Bye-bye. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, you're welcome. Yep.
And then,